请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow him pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做见证。
In the name of the Lord, I'd like to share my testimony.
再一次的感谢神，让我有这个机会，今天和这一次能够和我先生一起来参加 NATS。
Thanks the Lord that we have opportunity, both my husband and myself, to attend NATS.
在去年参加回去之后，我的婆婆生了一个重病。
Last year, after we attend the NATS, my mother-in-law was very sick.
然后一直到今年受洗，然后所以我今天能够来这里参加了。
And she was baptized this year, so this time I can come attend.
今天我在这里是要见证，我婆婆信主的经过，还有照顾她的越南的女孩子。
And so I'd like to testify how my mother-in-law was baptized and helped raise up the children.
她在跟着我们照顾婆婆当中，也得到神的道理，然后得到圣灵，整个经过，一切都是神的恩典。
She had the opportunity to listen to the word, of God, when we are attending to my mother-in-law.
我们请翻开诗篇138篇三节。
Let's refer to Psalm 138.
138篇三节。
138 verse 3.
我呼求的日子，你就应允我，鼓励我，使我心里有能力。
So on the day I call, you answer me. You increase my strength of soul.
我婆婆信主从我结婚到现在已经是28年了。
It had been 28 years that since I get married and my mother-in-law was baptized just recently.
长期以来为着她的信仰祷告。
So for a long time I pray for her belief.
她有许多的信仰体验。
And she also have quite a few the experience.
当别人有生病或是遇到困难的事情，他一定会告诉他们：“你们可以去信我媳妇那个教会，我儿子那个教会，很有帮助。”
When someone of her friend have sickness or disease, she will testify to them and say, "You can come to pray to God that my family believe because they have a lot of miracles and mighty power."
因为二十八年来，我一直跟他在台湾住了二十年。他在我先生的身上，在我孩子的身上，在他自己生病的时候，都遇到神的恩典。
And so she encountered a lot of grace of God that when they stay with us in my family.
尤其是他自己的病痛，有一次他的脚。受伤断了，在医院住院，他就看到天花板全部都是昆虫，然后大的就比我们的脸还要大。
One time she had she was injured in the leg, and she looked at ceiling. There's a lot of the insects, which is quite big.
那这些昆虫猎就是咬牙咧嘴要咬他，所以他在医院里面是大喊大叫。护士告诉我，他不能再继续住在这个医院，需要到精神病院去了。
It was during the hospital when she was in hospitalized, and she saw this in the vision, and she was screaming and yelling, and the doctor nurse suggested that she had to go to psychiatric ward.
我赶到医院去之后，那他也不告诉我情形，他不敢讲，因为旁边还有一个病人，他怕假如讲了以后，旁边病人也会害怕。
And so I rushed to the hospital and saw her. She wouldn't tell me because she also in the same room they also shared someone else.
然后他就是害怕，就是一直紧张害怕。然后我就告诉他说，你就心里害怕就喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
And so she was very scary when she saw all this vision. And I encouraged her that every time you were scared that you can pray to the Lord, say hallelujah.
到了晚上我带着孩子我们全家人去医院跟他一起祷告。
And during the night, I took the whole family to pray with her in the hospital.
等到他回到家里出院之后，他才告诉我他在天花板看到什么东西，然后他也哈利路亚，那些东西都不见了。
And so once she was released from the hospital, and she told me that when she saw the vision on the ceiling, about those scary creatures, and after her prayer, and those visions would disappear.
在十二年前我公公过世的时候，他就在晚上的时候，他就在他房间四个角落都站着像天花板那么高的魔鬼，晚上盯着他看，然后在那个他的客厅到他到浴室的中间，所有的沙发、所有的椅子全部都坐满了躺着黑黑的人。
After the my father-in-law passed away 12 years ago, that she would saw a lot of very tall and ugly creatures standing on the corner of the rooms and was want to scare her.
因为我婆婆是一个很孤僻的人，她不喜欢用她的东西，也不喜欢人家坐她的椅子。
Because my mother-in-law have a quite kind of strange personality, she wouldn't like to share her item with someone else.
她当时有一个太佣，然后她也是大声喊到我住在她对面，我们都听到她的叫声。然后我们过来之后，我和我先生在半夜开了门，然后她就说所有的东西就不见了，那些人都不见了。
Even that she had the maid from the maid from Thailand to help her, but however she said that everything that she need to use disappear.
那我们又跟他一起祷告，祷告完以后他又喊叫，这些又来了。我们就告诉他，因为他已经有经验，他已经会喊哈利路亚，所以他告诉我，他继续喊哈利路亚就不见了，没有喊，没有祷告，他就睁着眼睛害怕，不敢睡觉。
And so during that period of time, every time she saw the strange creatures surrounded her, that we suggest her to pray and say hallelujah. And once she did that, and those creatures would disappear.
所以在她生活里面，对信仰、对神的能力是知道的。在她六年前我移民加拿大之后，她也来我这边住过三次。她也学跟我们在祷告的时候跟着祷告，也一起聚会。
So she had the experience of God's power, and so 6 years ago, she came to stay with us, and she also learned to pray.
她在回台湾的日子，她也跟着都安息日去聚会，然后也参加老人团契。那但是到了两年前，她在教会里面跟一位姐妹吵架了，她就再也不去教会了。
And so she had attended the church service and also the senior activity in the church. Until like 2 years ago, so she had a quarrel with one of the sisters, and so she stopped from going to church.
她在孟主的聚会的时候有一次祷告。在灵恩会的时候祷告，她圣灵感动，所以她那一次很坚决的就说她也要开始努力的追求。
During one of the spiritual convocation, the prayer section, she was quite moved by the Holy Spirit, and she determined.From that time on, she would pray harder.
但是魔鬼总是会阻挡的。他回台湾之后聚会几次以后，却跟一位老姊妹吵架，再也不去。那又加上亲戚的怂恿，他就开始在七月的时候，他就又拜了。
However, because she had a quarrel with one of the sisters in the church, and so she started stopping going to church until. Last year, about July, and she started to go back to the idol worshiping again.
那很奇妙的，她拜的时候，我们根本不知道她拜，是因为我先生怎么会那一天就是一直非常不舒服，然后我就拿起电话来问他说：“妈妈，你今天有没有做些什么事？”我只有这样问他，他就很紧张，他说：“他今天再上去拜，但是是。”太佣帮他拜，他没有拜，他只是随便比一比就下来了。
We were not aware of the fact that she went back to idol worshiping, but during one of the day, my husband wasn't feel quite comfortable, and so we pick up the phone and talk to her and ask what did she do, she said, well, I didn't go to the worship the idol, but I asked my mate to do the worshiping for me.
那我告诉他说，我们的神是真神啊，他很害怕。
And I told her that the God we worship is a true God, and she was getting very scared.
神给他很多很多的恩典，他一直不相信神。那最后又有一次机会，就是他弟弟的儿子也是生了一场大病，不能够去上班了。 在学校教书，是严重的忧郁症，他也是一样，赶快打电话给我，要赶快把福音传给他。
As a matter of fact, that she had experienced a loss of the power from the Lord, although that she wouldn't quite commit herself to believe. And at one time, one of the relatives have a sickness, and you know, she told us about it, and we encouraged her to keep coming back to the church.
关于这个见证，来等到以后有机会再见证。但是他知道神的恩典很大，在三个多月的期间，他这个侄子就已经好了，而且这个恩典是全家人就信主了，然后孩子也得圣灵，也看异象，然后在这个中间，他就将这个 CD， 教会访问的 CD 拿着，一直反复的听。
During that period of time, one of the relatives, the whole family, they were converted and believed the Lord, and she could listen to the CD of their testimony.
这个侄子是他弟弟的孩子，是因为他的爸爸交代他要照顾他，他特别疼他。他将 CD 一直听了一百遍，他告诉我他听了一百遍，我心里很高兴，想说他是不是因为听了一百遍感动了。
And she told us that she listened to the testimony on the CD for 100 times, and I thought that she was moved by the testimony.
我先生告诉他说还有很多 CD 你要听啊，那他就说我只要听这一个 CD.
My husband told her that we still have a lot of wonderful testimony, but she insists to just listen to this testimony on the CD.
他最后的答案是告诉我先生说你要去告诉他。是我带他来信主的，他没有说到。
In the conclusion, she suggests to my husband, say, I'm the one took this person to believe the Lord.
那在这么多年来，我一直看到的就是说神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
And for so many years, I witnessed the Lord's mercy and His love.
这是我们人没有办法去理解的。
This is beyond our understanding.
今年在十一月我参加 NYTS 回去的时候，他告诉我他已经旅行完了，从日本回来了。那之前他也去韩国，在生病之前他是非常活泼的一个人，虽然他是八十岁。
Even she was 80 years ago, 80 years old, she also said that she took the trip to a couple of countries and then returned come back.
那一直到了十二月一月就每况愈下，然后他几乎不能讲话了，然后我就只好我打算回去，但是过年的机票旧历年是很难拿到机票的。
So during last year December and also January of this year, she got quite sick. But however, it was very hard for me to purchase the airplane ticket to come back to see her.
所以他的状况是所有的。糖尿病引发的并发症，肾脏病，然后高血压，后来又变成忧郁症，又加上精神病，然后一直甚至不能走路，不能吃东西，不能睡觉。
So she have quite a few complications, for example, diabetic, high blood pressure, hypertension, and have a problem of the insomnia.
我们全家祷告神，让我有一个机会可以拿到票。然后就赶回去看他的时候，比我想象的更严重。
But we pray to the Lord, so I have a chance to get a ticket to fly back to see her. When I saw her, it was even worse than we thought.
他好的时候就像一条龙，但是生病的时候就像一条虫。
When she was healthy, she was very alive. But when she was sick, she's really sick.
因为他个性很专制，然后声音又大，谁都怕他。那看到他躺在床上的时候缩成一团，然后不能走路，然后差不多一天里面，我们看到他的时候就是一直抖动，然后两脚动到会发抖，然后整个手抓紧，也不能吃东西，也不能讲话，那两眼花瞪啊。
So during her sickness, she was totally changed of her personality. She used to be strong, but now she has kind of crawled herself on the bed, trembling and couldn't quite move.
啊，因为他整个状况是急剧的下滑，体重下到12公斤。那我他住在我先生的姐姐家，那他们认为是他们没办法照顾，也把他送到送到疗养院或是其他地方去了。
And so she was quite sick and lost about 12 kilograms, and my relative thought that they could not take care of her, so decided to send her to the senior center, rehab center.
当我们回去的时候，很大的阻挡就来了。他不让我们带出来，他不要我照顾。他说：“你带出去就不要带回来。
”However, the senior center insists that if we took her home, then we cannot return her back.
感谢神，我当时想说，这是我应该做的。然后
，But I thought that to take her home is my personal responsibility.
面对这么大的挑战，我想我就要刚强壮胆。
And so when I'm facing this challenge, I have to be very brave.
很多人就告诉我，你照顾你的公公，人家说你把他害死了，你现在不怕你的婆婆就这样也死了吗？
And lots of people also try to scare me that would I like to kind of torture my mother-in-law and to death.
然后他已经是躺在两个半月在床上，没有洗澡，包尿布，不能吃东西，所以他整个人是几乎不认识人，不太会讲话，然后就是全身无力，要喂他东西，他也张不开嘴巴。那我决定带他回去，那感谢神，我们隔天和我先生就把他带回去他原来住的地方。
When she was in the senior center, actually she was confined to bed. They have used a special diaper to change her, and so it was a big task to bring her home. But we still did that.
因为带回来的时候，我姑姑跟姑丈一直责骂，很多的争吵，但我们都不讲话。那我们知道这一场大征战一定要勇敢，所以我和我先生后来就想到家里还有偶像。那个时候是除夕大年初一，传道都不在。那我在想说，我们有圣灵，那我们就先除掉这个偶像吧。
To take her home, it was a quite challenge, and besides, it also bring up a lot of dispute among the family members.And I thought about the fact that even at home we still have some idols, and we couldn't wait until the church pastor to help us to clean up the idols. But we believe that since we have the Holy Spirit, we should be able to cast out the idol by ourselves.
那一天把偶像拿掉的时候，桌子跟那个牌位太重了。我想神是怜悯我，我也没办法去除那么重的一个东西下来。那但是那一天我婆婆就魔鬼就在她脸上，两眼很凶恶的看我们，对待我们，而且那一天她的那种害怕很剧烈。
Some of the item which carried the idol was too heavy for us to totally cast away, and so that day I also saw the Satan start working on my mother-in-law because he would look at us with very scary eyes and try to frighten us.
那就这样子，每一天没有做什么，知道他很多病，那也医生全部放假，那就想说要依靠神，也不再去找医生了，血压血糖都很高，那也没有其他办法，他惧怕的时候就祷告，他一天里面就是惧怕很多次，但是在一个星期里面我们就发现他惧怕越来越减少。
And during that period of time, because all the doctors, they were on vacation, and so that we didn't do anything. And so she still maintained very high blood sugars, hypertension. But when we were scared, we would just devote ourselves to pray.
有些事情就是我们愿意做的时候，神就一直在帮助我们。当时有一个便蓬椅是给我婆婆用的，那争执里面她就不让我带回来。那所有的店都关着，我也不能去买，所以我要一个小时几晚上。频频就是要牵他到厕所去，我不让他包尿布，因为他有糖尿病，我怕他会有一些创伤出来。
During the night, because we have to help her to do the urination, because she also have she have a very severe diabetes situations, and also the hypertension. We wouldn't allow her to go to the toilet by herself, so we have to help out for all these trivial things.
但是感谢神，她的次数每一天一直在递减，一个礼拜之后，只有早上起来一次。
And however, in this period of time, that we can see that actually she's getting better, and the frequency of urination also decreased into the normal levels.
然后安息日就让她坐着轮椅带她去教会。
And so during the Sabbath day, we let her to sit on a wheelchair. We will push her to attend the service in the church.
安息日要带她去的时候，她就跟我要求不要去台中教会，她要到别的教会去。我说为什么呢？我知道他的就是怕再见到这个跟他吵架的姐妹。
However, she have a she have a request. She asked us to send her to a Taichung church, to avoid the sister that she have a quarrel before.
感谢神，这一天他到教会去的时候，这个姐妹很高兴来跟他握手来问候他，然后他自己很不好意思哦。那回来的时候，我们就告诉他，教会的人姐妹大家都很爱心啊，他的心就化开了。
And however, when she attended Taichung Church, the sister had a quarrel with her before, came to greet her, so she feel she was very ashamed of herself, but everyone agreed on her, and she was very happy.
神的恩典啊，每一天都没有做什么，就是每一天煮好吃的给他吃，然后弄鸡汤给他喝，然后就这样一个礼拜、两个礼拜，他就越来越进步，然后害怕的次数越来越减少，然后就这样子很快的，每一天就是让他晒太阳，然后带他去散步，带他去百货公司，然后最奇妙就是带他出去的时候，每一个人就问他说。刘太太，这你怎么变成这样子啊？你之前还活蹦跳的，每个人问他，他都不认人。一个礼拜里面，我带他出去，所有的邻居朋友叫他，他都不认识。然后家里的数字一二三四，什么都不知道，也不会看电视，整天就是坐着这样发呆，然后害怕到这个手就握着一个东西握得很紧。然后我去煮饭的时间，一定要拉着我先生的手握着他，就是害怕，然后会急撞就是害怕，整天就是这样害怕。
During that period of time, that even that.The neighbors try to greet her, but she tried to, she pretty much have to try to just isolate himself away from all the greeting from neighbors. But we find out that she sit on wheelchair, she would tremble and she was scared.
晚上睡觉的时候根本没睡觉，就是拉着我们的手，然后就随时就说她怕，所以一个礼拜里面都没有在睡觉。
During the night, she had to hold up to our hands because she was scared of the dark. And so the whole entire week, she didn't get into sleep.
那在每一个礼拜的进步就是看得见。到了第二个礼拜，她开始慢慢一点回复，会对话。然后第三个礼拜越来越好，一直到我第四个礼拜的时候，她已经能够走路一点点，就是在房间走来走去，然后也能够去聚会吃东西呢。第二个礼拜我就说，从今天开始你要自己吃饭，不能人家喂你吃。她也试着拿碗自己吃饭了。
However, this worst situation is getting improved. So she was able to improve quite dramatically until the fourth week.
所以过了一个月，她就已经恢复到能够去聚会，坐着轮椅去。那我就放心的回来了。
And so a month later, she was able to sit on wheelchair and attend the service. And at that time, I returned back.
然后。所有要怎么样照顾的就已经训练我这个印尼佣叫 Yandy， 他很会照顾，就都学会了。然后另外请了一个专门煮饭给他吃的一个阿巴桑，这样子可以照顾他的起居。
And we also have trained the maid to take all the trivial things, and also have a special cook to cook the meal for her.
这样子过了到第三三月份，其中传道他们都会去访问他，然后他的害怕的次数越来越减少。那 因为台中教会在四月份有联会，然后我们就开始告诉他说，你这个害怕一定要靠祷告，那要祷告了，他就说祷告怎么没有效啊，那我们说你要受洗，主耶稣会医治你，然后教会的传道，我拜托教会传道去将这个十大信条，信耶稣以后要做什么，还有五大教义解释给他听，那他也愿意要受洗。
And also we wait until the April when Taichung Church would have the spiritual convocation, and we explained to her that she had relied on the Lord and that her sin had to be washed away, and so she would not be scared by these creature things, and we encourage her to be baptized.
她决定了之后，教会的传道就来，要再把她所有的告诉她偶像要除掉。那偶像的部分，我除的部分，他说柜子里面还有一些香炉，有什么东西，所以传道要去把它全部拿掉。但是呢，那个桌子呢，他就说是因为以前我公公过世的时候，我先生的哥哥说他会拜，他要拜，所以十几年来告诉他要拜要拜，但是都没有拿走，所以那个桌子我后来又挂心说，哦，他说他要拜，所以桌子要留给他。
But before she was baptized, we have to remove all the idol related items. But she insists that the table that she will not cast away, because the table have some value and pass on to her from the husband.
那受洗之前要签名，是他自己要签。那因为他年纪很大，那希望就说家人能够同意，所以。就他就害怕，因为他想我的姑姑姑丈一定不会同意，所以他就打电话，然后打电话给他儿子，但是很奇妙，他就是打电话打不通，已经打了两天打不通，那打电话给儿子，儿子说哦，他没意见，
In order for her to be enrolled and to be baptized, she had to sign the name on the agreement, but someone had to help her to sign.And so she made a lot of phone call to my relatives, and some of them they would oppose her to be baptized.
越接近洗礼时间，阻挡越大，来自旁边的声音很多。一下子主犯的欧巴桑就告诉我说，他那么害怕看那个洗礼的运，他害怕不要去洗啦，慢一次好了。那我和我心里想，啊，下一次就好。那就这样子一直拖拖到星期六，他就干脆躲避，他星期六也不去聚会。那天已经是灵恩会，隔天就要洗礼了。
And so as the time of the water baptism approach, we can find out the obstacle getting greater, the chance of to be baptized is almost diminished.
所以在星期六时间没有决定，我想哦，已经没有机会了。但是那一天晚上，我们的时间跟台湾差有一个半天嘛，哦，我半夜睡不着醒来，我就想我是不是应该在做最后的一个机会，要再把握一个时间，再打电话给他，鼓励他一定要受洗。
And she even did enrolled to be baptized even Saturday, but Saturday night, I thought about her and I want to phone her and encourage her to be baptized.
后来想想我不可以这样做，我还是要让神感动他的心，他自己主动要去，所以我就是半夜睡不着，我就起来祷告。
And I thought about it, I said that I cannot force her to be baptized, it had to be come out from her own initiative, and so during the night I started pray.
我祷告祷告到四点多醒来，四点多祷告，我觉得我心很平静，然后心里又想我要再去拿电话，后来还是决定我不可以拿电话，我就又放回去，然后就去睡觉了。
And so I woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning and pray, and I have the peace of God in my heart, and even that I have the urge to pick up the phone to phone her, but I didn't do that.
隔天天一亮，我还来不及打电话，我婆婆就打电话给我说，我已经自己打电话给传道说我要受洗了。
Early in the morning, even I didn't have the time to pick up the phone, to phone her up, I got a phone call from her, and she told me that she have phoned up the pastor in the church and decided to be baptized.
所以星期六晚上，那个时候，传道他们都还在吃饭，然后七点多，他们全部，八点多又赶到我们家来，再重新跟我婆婆讲洗礼的所有的交代的应该准备什么，那应该有什么样心理准备，全部在说完，然后就决定受洗了。
And so Saturday night, the pastor and also the board member, they have the rush to my home and to explain to her about all the basic essential doctrine. Of the salvation to her, and then get her ready to be baptized next day.
那洗礼去的时候是用抬着去，洗礼完的时候他是自己走上二楼参加所有的圣餐礼、洗脚礼。
So she had to be carried into the water, but after the baptism, she came up from the water. She was able to walk even to the second story, which is our chapel's location.
之后呢，我们就在电话中一直跟他讲圣经的故事。然后我在想说，他年纪这么大，每个人都觉得他这一次的生命是要死了。我说一定要有圣灵，那我怎么帮助他？所以我现在就在电话中教他背祈祷文，然后教他唱儿童诗歌。然后有一天，我们教他唱主耶稣爱我，主耶稣爱我。那我是教我的那个央弟。那央迪就把他录音好在手机，然后就他叫他唱主耶稣爱我，主耶稣爱我，因为我的心中告诉我。然后第二个是说主耶稣爱我，主耶稣爱我，因为圣经告诉我。然后我们这个央迪就告诉他就教他唱。
So during that period of time, we encourage her with a lot of Bible verses, even with the children, the Bible song, some of the very the basicThe Bible verses to help her to strengthen her faith.
然后他唱就唱得很高兴，很高兴，已经唱了好几天都会唱了。有一天他就电话拿起来，他就很不服气，他说：“央弟告诉我，主耶稣爱我，他的心脏就会快乐。”
So one day she picked the phone and she told us the children's song that she learned.
他的心脏会快乐，我都没有快乐，我没有感觉。还有呢，他说他的神经会告诉他，因为圣经那个音译啊，他也讲得不清楚。他说他的神经都告诉他，但是我的神经没有告诉我。
That because she was very old, so she kind of misinterpreted some of the verses of the song that we taught her, but it was actually it was very.
所以让我感觉很大的感受。字句是死的，经意是活的。他虽然唱错了，但是他还是喜乐。
So although that she would misinterpret or even sing the wrong word, but actually, God's spirit is willing to help her to finish the race.
那这样经过一段时期，再来是五月份、六月份，问题来了。他本来都很平安、很顺利，忽然间。他们两个人又开始互相告状了，因为我每天都打听。他说，央弟就告诉我说，阿妈现在都不爱听 CD， 她不爱听，爱看电视，啊，祷告很少。然后阿妈又就抢电话说，央弟不祷告，祷告很少，爱打电话然后听音乐
And my mother-in-law sometimes would have to fight with the granddaughter.It was a granddaughter, and say that, you know, she didn't pray, or I, or and so on and so forth.
那我和我心就开始很紧张，一定有问题啦。
And so I started sensing some problem, and I started feel kind of nervous.
因为这个桌子在那边，我们天天都在讲，他天天都打电话说要叫他拿，但是只要我提到，他就马上说他的哥哥很忙，没有接他电话，他去。哪里做生意不在家？
And the main issue was because the idol worshiping table was still not removed and still sit in the room.
然后那个时候刚好负担的传道也到马来西亚去帮助一些圣工。
And also the pastor in charge also help out in overseas in Malaysia and so didn't take care of this problem.
啊，这个已经是九月的事情，那我就告诉我婆婆，灵恩会快到了哦，这个东西不拿掉不行哦，然后就开始用很多的圣经的话告诉她，还有一些见证。那很感谢神，就是神也在这个时候刚好他听到一块 CD， 也是关于偶像一些东西没除掉，家里又发生不平安的事。
That was last the last year about September time, very close to the second coming spiritual convocation, and using the CD, we also try to encourage her to remove the idol worshiping table.
那他一直认为说那个桌子很贵，然后很新，舍不得拿掉。
But she was quite reluctant to let it go because it was very expensive and precious to her.
啊，刚好我家住了一个小女孩，她也是家里，马来西亚人，他们家也是有一个桌子，然后她信主是只有她妈妈跟她孩子信主，这个桌子摆在他们家是她的祖母留下来是在拜拜用的。然后他告诉我，这个桌子在他们家，他们一直不平安，他晚上睡觉会被压，还有很多状况。然后每个人都不敢去他们家。有一天，有一个好朋友，他妈妈的好朋友告诉他说：“为什么我们不敢去你家？因为看到只要你们进去的时候，后面就跟着几个没有脚的跟着走进去了，所以他们不敢去了。”
During that period of time, we also heard the testimony from the other sister. Also described the same situation at their family because they didn't remove the idol worshiping tables. So every time someone, they would see that the creature without leg will follow the people to come to their home. And so people would get very scared and wouldn't go to their home.
我告诉我婆婆，神是圣洁的啊，这个东西是脏的，你不可以留着，留着主耶稣就不喜欢住在 你那里。然后主耶稣就不喜欢你祷告，然后他理解了之后，他决定了这个礼拜我们大家为这个事情祷告，已经祷告好几个月。在这个好几个月里面，虽然受洗了，因为这个东西摆在那里，所以变成我们中间一个阻碍。他经常有时候就说耍赖，说哪里有神，他又开始又开始抱怨。那我们一直很担忧他这样的受洗。
So although that she was baptized, but however.The stumbling block was because she didn't allow us to remove away the idol worshiping table, and that was a big struggle because a lot of time I have to kind of negotiate with her, but she would still struggle of let go of that table.
啊，她受洗以后，她进步的程度非常快，快到她害怕的次数，那个害怕是不一样的害怕，是一点点的害怕。不是像以前这样剧烈的怕，只是一点点的害怕。然后他所有的数字都回来了，他又看起他的股票来了，他的心又放在他的股票，然后他又会处理他所有的财务了。
Once she was baptized, actually, the frequency of her getting scared was less and less. But however, after a certain period of time, she also started paying attention about the stock market and doing it.Worry about a lot of worry things.
她一直抱怨，她还在怕，她还在怕。
And so she still complaining. She was still scared.
但是我们那个小女孩就告诉我，她怕一点点，不是像以前那种怕。
But the girl stay at my home explained to me this is the degree of her determination was less than before.
这个礼拜决定要把这个桌子拿走了。
But this week, we decide to remove away the table.
一下子是煮饭的阿巴桑说他要桌子，一下子是帮他洗头发的说要这一个桌子。他打电话告诉我，我说这个拜过的东西不是好的，你不可以送人啊。
And because one after the other would suggest that they would like to have the table to remove to their home, but I told her that this is related to the idol worshiping. You should not even give it to someone else.
啊，传到下星期就会回来，所以你不要去管他这些事情。然后就是在这个礼拜，他下定决心要拿走了，结果这个魔鬼就大做工啊！我住在我隔壁的邻居，每一次下班回来要睡觉，到了晚上。楼上就 kitty quiet， 然后有什么声音都有，很吵。
She was supposed to wait until the return back of the pastor from overseas in next Monday. But during that week, Satan started to disturb the peace. For example, the knocking noise would disturbed my neighbor's sleep, and that all happened during that week.
我的邻居有一天就按电铃上来说，欧巴桑，他就想说我婆婆生病，他不好意思跟我婆婆讲说，你楼上已经吵很多天了，我们都没办法睡觉。我婆婆那个时候很害怕，她自己知道楼上的事情，然后隔壁人就冲到楼上去看一看，没有东西啊，然后也就回去了。
The neighbor came to knock on the door and even rush upstairs, even though he couldn't see anything wrong, but he complained about the noise.
我告诉我婆婆说，因为你受洗了，魔鬼不敢靠近你；因为央地得圣灵了，魔鬼也不敢靠近他。
And so I explained to my mother-in-law that because you have baptized, that the Satan will not attack you personally, but will make a noise upstairs.
感谢神的恩典，日子如何，力量如何，我也不晓得我那个日子神是怎么样的帮助我，就让他在一个月当中好起来，然后之后就这样受洗，28年，等了28年受洗的，然后在这个过程里面，我们相信只要我们有一点点的恶，就可以跟神隔绝。央迪没办法再继续祷告，他没办法继续再听教会的 CD。
Thanks the Lord that even it took for 28 years for her to be baptized, but we experienced a loss of blessing and mercy from the Lord. The table wasn't quite removed yet.
在其实是见证我那个印尼的那个小女孩，那她从她生病之后。我婆婆生病之后，她只来8个月，那只来8个月，所以她还在付这个佣金，所以她很害怕我婆婆就这样死掉，她没有办法还她的债务。
Because we hired a maid from Indonesia to help her out, and the maid was afraid of the fact that if my mother-in-law passed away, she would not get the pay.
我看到她的时候。他已经脸是皱成一团了，然后两个半夜也没有睡觉，然后他认识神是我在电话中教他怎么照顾我婆婆，他已经体验到神，因为我婆婆不吃东西，我教他喊哈利路亚，他就嘴巴张开，然后要喊哈利路亚，他才下床坐一下，在这个中间我还没回来的时候，他已经体验到神的存在了。
During a lot of conversation on the phone.Even the maid, I have some understanding about God that we worship.
一个小小年纪要照顾一个这么严重的病人，实在是不容易。所以他也没有睡觉，他也生病了。所以回来的时候，我就让他睡觉。但是呢，过了两天，他告诉我，他仍然没有睡觉。
The maid was quite young, and take care of my mother-in-law was a big task for her. And so she told me on the phone call, said that she didn't sleep for 2 nights.
然后过了两天之后，我们在祷告的时候，他就跟着跪着我旁边祷告。因为每一天早上祷告，他就安静的跪在我旁边，他不敢出声。有一天，他问我，我可不可以祷告大声？我的神，印度教会，印度神会不会不高兴
？And however, when we prayed, the maid would also kneel down and pray, although that she would not open up the mouth. But one time, she asked us the fact that if she pray with us.Whether that would stir up the anger of her God.
我告诉他说，这个神只有一个啊，所以你放心。然后他就很顺服，就跟着我一起祷告。那第二次、第二天的祷告，我们跪着为我婆婆祷告的时候，他圣灵感动他，他泪流满面。然后那一天祷告完，他就告诉我，他心里 happy 的。从那天晚上，他就开始能够睡觉。
But however, the maid, she would continue to pray with us, and I told her that there's only one true God, so you don't have to be afraid of the fact that you stirred up the anger of your God. And so she started to have the peace, a peace of mind, and during one of the prayers, she was moving tears.
那回到加拿大的时候，我继续跟他。每一天都跟他联络，然后一起读圣经。我拿了一本英文圣经给他，然后 他已经知道说耶稣这么伟大，可以这样子让我婆婆在短短时间就变成这样子。然后他在看圣经的当中，我因为我通常在台湾很多印尼佣很多的菲佣都是让人家不放心啊，可能会有偷窃行为或什么，所以我就翻开了那个诗篇139篇的地方一节到六节，要他写在他的日记上。我说你就要照这样子做，主耶稣喜欢你，你祷告就会垂听。然后他就把它写下来，然后之后呢回来我们就继续用读经的方式让他认识。有一天他问我说耶稣是谁，
And so I explained to her about the God we believe and also refer to the Psalm 139, and so she wrote down the Psalm 139 on her notes, and so in that period of time she started to have understanding of the God we worship.
我看我简短说，然后后来他就翻开圣经，因为我要他从创世纪开始看，然后后来他又从耶稣马太福音这边看，然后晚上我婆婆睡觉灯都关了，然后就翻开马太福音的时候，他就看到像一个电影一样，然后就主耶稣的事迹这样子一直给他看，所以他后来就知道说主耶稣是谁啊，主耶稣钉十字架，主耶稣医病赶鬼。
Because we give her the Bible, so she start to read the Bible. And so when she was reading books of Matthew and the four Gospels, she started to realize the story came to her just like a movie. And so she started to understand who Jesus is all about.
然后之后他就我们每一天都在读经，然后他不懂的地方我就讲，然后我女儿说你会不会鸡同鸭讲啊？
So anyway, during that time that we prayed, we would pray together. We also read the hymn, read the Bible together.
那我告诉他说神会带领他，然后他又再一次的体验他的手机坏掉了，因为他买了二手的，那他就什么事情都不能做。我就告诉他说，哦，你就多读圣经，然后多祷告。有一天中午他睡觉的时候，他的手机就有一天他就坏掉，手机坏掉了，然后我就答应他说我可以帮忙你找人去修，但是他的二手实在很困难，不知道找哪里修。那我就说好，我尽量找办法。但是呢，那一天那个礼拜当中，他就祷告，祷告，多祷告，多读经。主耶稣知道他的需要。有一天中午睡觉的时候，他就梦见他的手机拿去修理，2500块修好了。醒来，他把手机拿起来一听，手机已经好了，一直用到现在。
And one time she lost her cellular phone, but I encouraged her that you can pray to the Lord. And so one day that she discovered that her cellular phone was working.
然后他又读圣经读到看到禁止，他问我说禁止是什么？他看到我们回去的是禁止，他但是他不懂得禁止要怎么样禁止，他就问我方法。然后问好以后，他就开始每星期六早上就开始禁止祷告。
And she was interested in the fasting and pray, and she asked me about what shall we do about it? And once she understand about fasting, she started to have fasting and pray in a Saturday morning.
神爱她是因为她爱我婆婆，她祷告都是为我婆婆祷告。
God loved her because she loved my mother-in-law, because she always prayed for my mother-in-law.
她很单纯的去相信圣经。
She was very simple-minded and she believed in the Bible.
有一天她又哭了，打电话给我，她有很多问题。她以前的男朋友听到她是佛教，是非教徒，她听到我信耶稣就骂她，骂到她很厉害，她大声哭。我说信耶稣会受逼迫，我就再翻圣经给她看，她读一读，她就知道了。然后她又遇到很多的逼迫，就是来自我姑姑，他们整天骂她，把她送回去。那我就叫她看约瑟的故事，然后他慢慢懂了很多事情，他就学会交托啊。然后他在那个遇到这件事情哭了之后，就又加上三个事情，他妈妈的钱整包钱在那个做生意的地方全部被拿走，然后他弟弟想上学又不能上学，所以所有的困难他就一直哭。
Sorry.
好，那最后就是他的问题，就是借着祷告，我们说这个礼拜就开始祷告，结果神亲自派了三个人在他5岁的时候从门进来，走进来告诉他说我是来为你祷告的。然后其中一个人就按手在他头上，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。他就醒来说以为教会的人进来为他们带他赶快起来，我不可以躺着啊。结果他就躺下去，看到没人他就躺着睡觉了。
One time that she In her dream, she realized that three persons came to her and one laid hands on her and prayed for her.
然后第二次呢, 她又睡觉的时候, 第二次又同样一幕进来, 然后又按手在头上。
And the second dream also shared the same kind of information.
从这个过程里面, 她在灵会的时候, 她就确定她已经得到圣灵了。 然后整个过程里面我们相信神是信实的。 那很重要的就是我们心里不能有恶，从一个偶像的桌子就可以知道，这一点恶就可以把我们的所有的跟神都隔绝。神的是信实，是慈爱的，是怜悯的，祂不会因为时间、空间，还有距离来改变。我们在这个这一年当中，我们全家人有了这么一个事情，让我们享受到很多神的恩典。So
from the last year, we experienced that God is a holy God. And so we should not allow any kind of idol worshiping item still exist in the home. We have to totally remove those items away in order to have the presence of God.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就是一定要刚强壮胆去面对所有的困难，然后要坚持，要忍耐，这样到最后是神来为我们得胜，不是我们来做的。
So every time when we encounter the obstacles, we can have to be firm in our belief and in our faith.
愿意借荣耀归天上的真神。
May all the glory and praise unto our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.